Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me for another weekday meditation. You know, these meditations are really about solitude. Getting away from the hustle and bustle, quietude, getting where it's just you and the Lord. The only voices in the room are you and God. What a beautiful thing to think that we can have a conversation with the creator and sustainer of all life. In 1 John chapter 5, it starts off in the chapter saying, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. Now, I've heard people say, we're all children of God. Well, you know, that's not really true. We're children of God because we have chosen in Jesus the Christ that he is our way to receiving God's inheritance, fully a joint heir with Jesus. And we know that we are to love others if we love God and obey his commandments. You know, loving God in verse 3 says that it means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. I love this. So right now, let's have a moment where we can praise the Lord. Tell the Lord something you're grateful for. Matter of fact, make it three things today. Tell the Lord, I'm grateful for these three things. So if you're wondering, Chuck, they just don't come to me, let me tell you what my three were today, and that'll give you an idea maybe of how simple this is. I was grateful today that I had gas in my truck. I didn't have to stop. I was grateful today that Ethan could move his appointment schedule around so that I could record on Monday. And I was grateful today that I'm about to start the coach's Bible study back over at Lanier High School. That's how simple it is. What are you grateful for? Now, tell the Lord something that's wonderful about him. I told the Lord this morning, God, you are amazingly gracious and patient with me. Tell the Lord something that you love about him. And now, here's what I want to invite you to do. This may be a little different, but just do this. Pick a song and sing it. And just sing it. Just sing your guts out. And if you don't know the song that you're looking for, join me. We'll sing the doxology together. How about that? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise them all creatures here below. Praise ye. And I can't remember the words. Isn't that crazy? But I knew exactly I wanted to offer a praise. You know, the Lord hears that and says, I don't really care whether you knew it all. What I care about is that you had a heart to worship and praise me today. If you don't have a song to listen to, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Go get on any iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music, and get Hillsong United Live People. And look at a song called Starts and Ends, and it will bless you, I promise. So right now, let's take a moment of quietude and solitude and praise the Lord. Just go ahead. Even in this time of quietude and even this time of solitude, let your brain be focused on, Lord, I want to offer up praise to you, and then listen to how he speaks back to you. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. How beautiful is that? Verse 4 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." Is that not beautiful? Listen, friend, I trust you've heard from the Lord and you have praised the Lord, and that today's going to be the greatest day you've ever had in all your life. Thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.